You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Beats and Eats. I'm your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on a Thursday afternoon broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2, where I play dope beats, I chat with dope people doing amazing things, and I talk about food. Guys, we are officially in September. Can you believe it? The weather is telling me that we have moved on to the fall season. Even though we're not officially there, it feels like it. But, you know, I'm not mad at it at all. I love fall fashion, so I am totally here for it. Now, if you like to hit up a farmer's market, even though we are in September, there are a lot of markets that are still happening around town. So if you like to, you know, check out farmer's markets for your produce, baked goods, protein, crafts, and all the things. Many of them, like I mentioned, are still up and running, and they are running until the end of October in most cases. So as a reminder, here is a clip that our summer community outreach coordinator, Hallelujah, did with Hannah McDonald, manager and community engagement coordinator with the Brentwood Farmers Market. So let's take a listen.
Also the community engagement coordinator.
Of course. I just want to hear your thoughts on why community events like this are so important for the wider community.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's really important to bring the community together. I feel like people are always looking for personal connections. And so bringing in our local vendors and creating those connections, I think it's really important to do that right now.
A big topic on our show right now is the environment and food security, and I'd love to hear a little bit more about the program that the farmers markets do across, I think, some of the farmers markets in the Lower Mainland?
Yeah, so it's actually all across BC. So we're a part of the BC Association of Farmers Markets, and so they have a nutrition coupon program. Well, there are various organizations throughout BC that are a part of this program, and you can apply through them to then use the nutrition coupons at our markets. For us, it's for our farmers. We have like honey, our produce, eggs, that sort of thing. But some other markets also have like chicken and, or sorry, meat and fish as well. Yes, chicken included, but meat and fish that it would work for as well. Yeah. Yeah, we also have various events through the season as well, where we really like to get the community involved. So it's great to have our vendors, but we also want to get people doing things and being a part of our events. Like we had our Pride Day a few weeks ago where we had performances. We also have our pet parade coming up as well, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Perfect. What's the date of the pet parade?
August 30th.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right. So I hope you come out and check out the Brentwood Burnaby Farmers Market and the pet parade on August 30th.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
So although the pet parade has since passed, the farmers market season is still in full effect for other parts of the Lower Mainland. So here are a few of the markets that are still running until October. Port Moody Farmers Market runs until October, as well as the Coquitlam Farmers Market and the New West Market as well. And if you live in Vancouver, all of the markets in the city are running until October. And then there's one in downtown that actually runs until December. So there is plenty of time to check out a market. The next thing I want to share is, for those who didn't know, because I just found this out, shout out to World Coconut Day, which was yesterday, Wednesday, September 2nd. I follow the Coconut Industry Board, Jamaica's TikTok account. You know, I love the TikTok streets. And I learned about that. So the day was established in 2009 by the Asian and Pacific Coconut Community, now called the International Coconut Community, to highlight the economic, nutritional, and ecological value of the coconut palm. So World Coconut Day is actually supported by over 90 tropical and subtropical countries. So I love that little fun fact. Back when I was little, I didn't like coconut water much, but I did not mind eating things with coconut in it. Here are some of my favorites. So there is a Jamaican dessert called gazada, which is a small pastry tart with a pinched crust, and it's filled with a sweet, spiced, and sticky coconut filling. So good. The next thing, which I am going to try making myself because it's super easy, just watched a video on it today, called coconut drops, and that's made by boiling up chopped coconut chunks with fresh ginger, dark brown sugar, and vanilla, and you boil it for an hour, stirring frequently, especially when the liquid starts to evaporate. When you have like very, very little liquid, you grab a large spoon of it and then you drop it onto a sheet, like a baking sheet that's lined with parchment paper, and you kind of just like let it sit until it sets, and you know, it's called coconut drops. So super, super easy. And then the last thing, which is also easy as well to make, I'm not much of a baker, but I think I could do this well. It's called Jamaica Toto, and it's a dense, moist, and traditional Caribbean coconut spice cake. It's made with coconut milk, shredded coconut, nutmeg, and cinnamon, all my absolute faves. I do still, however, love these coconut treats now that I am grown. However, I love coconut water now. I can't believe I've just really grown accustomed to it, and I actually drink it several times a week. So it's like, yeah, it's so good, and you can get it almost like anywhere, which is really what I love in these Lower Mainland streets. Now, let us get into some music. So the first set is inspired by my personal playlist. On Saturday, I was running some errands in the New West streets, and on my walk home, I was listening to my playlist on Shuffle, and it was such a sweet mix of tracks that came through that I just want to share what I was listening to on the weekend. So I'm going to kick off this set with a track called Biscardi 2.0, and that is by Good Guy Styles and Fama T. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back.
my life, yes. I greet it to fat, 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 fat. I greet it to fat, fat, fat. You ready? To jump one chuck and a wine. I got remain before I leave this place to go fat again. Time is important, it's like a flight down to Potter's Plain. Soon as I touch down, it's like a million fat are hitting for the whole night. I punch in there, a real tight boom, lime in there. Party with you, girl, I just passing through. Don't hold me, don't hold me, no, I'm passing through. Don't grab me, no, I'm passing through. Don't hold me, no, I'm passing through. But don't feel I'll even just go, cause I go. Take a wine and pass it, I go. Take a shot and pass it, I go. Take a jam and pass it, I go. Take a burn and pass it, I go. Take a wine and pass it, I go. Take a shot and pass it, I go. Take a jam and pass it. See me chipping straight through the crowd, yeah, like a chauve. Every single step I take, a woman put it on me. Right, one glass in me and my liquor under me arm. If you find I have too much vibes, well, I don't give a damn. Cause this whole night I punch in there, I real tight in, lime in there. Real vibes, hey, bump in there, girl flowing like a fountain. Party with you, girl, I just passing through. My life.
Utter.
Gideon. Well,
well, long time them a pray we fall. But we now worry for them at all. And a little time them stand up there have any whip. A bad mind we and behave like a friend in it. And when them say we no far, far, science them go try. But none of that can't feel me. Them can't get me out. And two of them don't know we give us all. The judge and long time. Them can't get we out. All them a try me till we don't just protect we full time, yeah. Them can't get we out. See the more them a try, and the more judge a show me the signs, say. Them can't get we out. So we now no time to watch them with their banjo words all the while. Still have to be mindful of the friends where we keeping. Because we can't just every blessing of our greetings. Them will smile on your face when them will want to take your place. So but mind your works and your blessing. Hey, yo, them here to a long time, but when them see with them smile, we just show them love and humble like a child. Hey, yo, we know when them hungry for, them hunger tired up, they see we fear strong now. Them can't get we out. I true them don't know we give us all to judge a long time. Them can't get we out. All them a try me till we don't just protect we full time, yeah. Them can't get we out. See, the more them a try, and the more judge a show we the signs, say. Them can't get we out. Time. Can't get me out. All them a try me till we done.
Ninja works while bad mind them sit down and a squire. We not go waste no time and have them pan we mind. Just go and trap Jarod and a smile.
God them can't keep me out.
All them a try them can't keep me out. Through them a chat we get we find them out. Leave them to Jah and him will sort them out. Sort them out.
They can't get me out.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. Before the break, in the first music set, we heard Good Guy Styles and Tama T with Bacardi 2.0, followed by Lyrical with Passing True. Morgan Heritage gave us the track Can't Get We Out, and Daft Punk ended the set with End of Line. Next up, I'll be sharing an interview that I did earlier this summer with Calgary-based beatbox athlete, teaching artist, and performing artist, Easy G. Let us take a listen.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting in Burnaby, BC, and I'm here with Eric Gutierrez, aka Easy G, a Calgary-based beatbox athlete, as well as a teaching artist and performing artist. So, Easy G, how are you? How are things?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. I'm pretty good, feeling pretty nice.
Awesome. What's Calgary like today? What is the vibe?
Right now, everything is still beautiful outside, cooling down. There's that big heat wave, and the smoke is clearing up too.
Okay.
So it's pretty good for now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so you are a beatboxer. I just want to say to listeners, I kind of stumbled upon you in the Instagram streets, and I used to live in Calgary, so like we have a lot of mutuals when it comes to the music scene and stuff like that, so I was really interested in finding out more about your journey in becoming a beatboxer. Like, how did that happen?
I've heard of beatboxing in the past. When I was younger, like in junior high, I remember my first ever experience with beatboxing was with a friend, and he showed me like this beatbox called The Four Elements by Rozelle, the godfather of noise. He's a beatboxer from the United States. And I heard just a little bit of it in junior high. I didn't think too much of it. I was always into hip hop. And then it didn't later on reoccur until high school, grade 10, is when I re-entered, I would say, like, or was reintroduced into beatboxing in such a way. Mm-hmm. I was watching a video, it was on Facebook, where Facebook used to have, where videos would come just on the side, like a new layout, an older layout, that would, you could pass by and watch videos. And there was a video of this this guy in France. He was on like a show. It was like a talent show, like France has Got Talent or something.
Yeah.
And I was watching it, and he just started beatboxing, and he was doing like he started off by doing a Billie Jean by Michael Jackson, and since then I was like so intrigued, and then like fascinated by it, and then I would say like I fell in love with it. I guess I was learning more and more. That's like my little mini summary, you could say, or like how I was introduced into beatboxing from like an early stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And so like, where has beatboxing taken you so far? Like how has this journey now been?
Well, it's taken me really far, different places, far in different places I would have never thought I would have been or gone to. When I first started, it was just, I started doing like talent shows in school, at school, it was at my high school, at Father Lacombe in Calgary. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Father Lacombe. And since then, I transitioned from doing school shows. I joined the Calgary Stampede Youth Talent Search.
Okay.
So I got to meet a lot of people through there. Yeah, it was a really cool experience. From there to being able to open for different artists, like this international artist, his name is Farruko. He's a reggaeton artist.
Oh,
from the Latino community. I got to open for him and a couple years ago within the Stampede when they had the artists that come through Cowboy Tent. And then more so from that, I got to open for T-Pain last year or that, at the Cowboy Tent as well. It was really cool. I've been able to meet different artists from all around the world and from different parts of the country. Maybe like an MC or a poet, dancers, musicians. One of the where I feel that I've been able to dive into more. As of recent, I've been able to add my beatboxing or be able to make it come to life within an art exhibit within Workland Center.